Tom Reed, expect to see more Jeff Van Drew-type situations over impeachment. By Kyle Morris on December 16, 2019. Congressman Tom Reed, RNY, joined SiriusXM's Breitbart News Sunday, where he discussed the impeachment process against President Donald Trump and the unease within the Democrat Party. It's clear. Substantively, the grounds for impeachment are not there. The Republicans are sticking tight, Reed said. What I'm hearing, more and more, is the number of Democrats who are in a serious quagmire as to how they're going to vote, and many of them wanted to go down the censure path. But now they're stuck with impeachment, as Nancy Pelosi has lit that fuse. Reid also told host Matthew Boyle that he believes you will see more of the Jeff Van Drew-type situations, adding he believes a handful of Democrats will vote against impeachment. Obviously this has been a politically motivated impeachment, Reid continued. Impeachment is not a political tool to be pulled out of the toolbox and used for political purposes. At the end of the day, you have to be a voice for the district and you have to do what's right, Reid said of voting on impeachment. In my humble opinion, politically, as well as substantively, the correct vote on impeachment is to oppose impeachment. The ones in those Trump districts who do that, I think, will come through without any political or substantive consequences. The ones that vote against that are going to be held accountable to the electorate. And you're going to see them lose their seats as a result of it because they're not representing the interest of the district nor voting the conscience of the district, he continued. Last week, Jeff Van Drew, a moderate who represents a suburban district that Trump carried in 2016, announced that he would transition to the Republican Party over the Democrat Party's move to impeach President Trump. Van Drew was praised by President Trump for his decision to swap political parties. Wow, that would be big, Trump wrote on Twitter at the time. Always heard Jeff is very smart. Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.